so many controversial topics on this show, and Flat Earth is the one that is the most divisive. Even my roommate is shocked that this episode happened. Perfect. It's Open Loops. Good morning, everybody. Greg Bornstein here, host, curator, hypnotist, but mainly a consciousness disruptor. It's Open Loops with Greg Bornstein, conversations that bend. That's right, your unconscious mind's favorite late-night talk show for the shamelessly fringe. How weird can it get on this show? Well, I entertained a flat earther. Not sure why it seems that it's so controversial. I mean, not necessarily this idea that Earth could be flat, because, well, I see why something held so sacred to everybody for some reason, which my guess Flat Earth Dave even questions. But because it's controversial that someone like me, who has had UFO abductees, demonologists, conspiracy theorists, vocal cartoonists, people that have claimed to time travel, I have more people that entertain the time travel episodes than have said, oh, flat earther. Yeah, let's see what they have to say. People do not like exploring the flat earther issue. They think it is stupid. Therefore, I had to do an episode on it. Yeah. Disrupt your consciousness. And if you listen to my guest, Flat Earth Dave, who I found wildly entertaining, if you watch the videos, if you go down the rabbit hole a little bit, perhaps it'll open your mind. If you enjoy Open Loops, please make sure to follow this on Apple Podcasts, as well as rate the show 5 stars, leave a review. Definitely helps. Flat Earth Dave, what an interesting time I had. Very curious about this, these claims he's made. I recognize in the moment that you can't validate everything he's saying. However, he throws enough points up at you that makes you go, okay, at the very least, I'm going to research this. I even heard a theory. Someone was telling me that this whole flat earth thing is a movement for Christianity. At the end of the day, it's driving you towards spirituality. Now, in a way, I mean, Flat Earth Dave does, well, take a listen. I don't think it's Christian, but it definitely fits into this self-empowerment theme. Remember, I'm doing this show to challenge your existing belief systems by sharing radically unique ideas and ideas that I've heard. Well, I told some anti-vaxxer types that I was doing this episode, and even they thought it was outrageous. Yep. Perfect Open Loops. Here you go, everybody. Keep an open mind. It's Flat Earth Dave. Today on Open Loops, we have Flat Earth Dave. He is you're the guy. You are the person.
With the loudest mouth. No. There's other guys. I'm just the guy that has dedicated his life to doing this every day. So that's why I'm the guy.
Now look, I know that you're aware of how controversial this topic is. It's controversial because it's not controversial. It's controversial not even that the idea that there's a flat earth. It's the idea that people would entertain talking about the fact that Earth is flat. It's not even, you know, a Bilderberg group. And we were talking before we started recording about Antarctica and the Nazis and UFOs a little bit. I mean, these are things that are, you know, oh, you're not, you should talk about them, conspiracy theorists and paranormal experts. They're interested. But I got to tell you, Dave, I've already had people. I didn't research too much like you told me to.
It sucks if you research before the show and become a flat earther, because then we ruin the magic.
No. I have not done too much research, but I have asked people the types of questions they would ask. And I had people right off the bat say, don't waste your time with this intellectual nonsense. This is complete garbage.
Mind programming. Well done.
People that I trust as open-minded people that absolutely think there are UFOs out there.
I was one of them. I refuse to look at this stuff. I ban people for life from our social media for even suggesting that I watch a one-minute video, because they're too stupid to watch my Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole podcast.
Yeah, David. Well, look, I my thought is, if someone's going to tell me don't even have this guy on, that's exactly why I'm going to have him on. Thank you for coming on the show. I'm excited to go into this.
As I said before, I'm excited and terrified watching your previous interview with the Antarctica guy, which is all good. It's all good. But things are going to fall into several different baskets. The optional baskets are, works on a flat earth, works on a globe earth, or works on both. Lots of things go into the both. And we'll just see. There's some things that, you know, that have absolutely no proof. So I say those don't even fall into either basket. If you don't have proof, it doesn't go in a basket. So
interesting.
Yeah. So here's the thing. You know, we're programmed from before we can talk that the earth is a globe. Our parents probably put a mobile over us with a solar system. We had NASA sheets. We watched Sesame Street. Astronauts are on there. Walt Disney. The astronauts again, right? It's all globe programming. We had the moon landings. I don't know how old you are. I'm older than you probably. Definitely. And the whole moon landing thing, even if you were born after that, it was for one purpose. It was to deceive us. And we'll get into don't ask me why yet, because a smart person early on will say, why the lie? Okay. I know you're a smart person. Hold that off until I show you the lie is there. Then we'll talk about why the lie.
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Sounds great. I'm ready.
All right. So just let me give a quick background, a quick summary, and then you can hit me with your questions. This is the flat earth below me, 120,000 feet from a balloon that we sent up, okay? There's flat earthers all over the place. We send balloons up. The earth is supposedly, I got it coughed up on my mouth just because I'm losing my voice.
It's all good. The
earth is supposedly spinning at 1,000 miles an hour below us. And this balloon somehow has accelerated to keep up with that spin of the earth at that high altitude, okay? The earth is not a disc floating in space. This is not what a flat earther thinks. This is what people have been programmed to think flat earth is. This is, if you Google flat earth, images of flat earth, this is what you get. You Google flat earth, you're going to get stuff from the Flat Earth Society. We're not the Flat Earth Society. The Flat Earth Society, who Obama plugged a half a dozen times in his speeches, and all politicians, they always talk about the Flat Earth Society because that's where they want you to go. It's a government-run disinformation site with a bunch of nonsense on there that no flat earther believes, right? We don't believe the earth is rising at 9.8 meters per second like they tell us, okay? Nobody believes that. So what is the flat earth then? And why can't you fall off the edge if the earth is flat? You know, because you have to just take space, the universe, take that out of your vocabulary, take it all off. We live in the earth system. The way I describe it, the earth is the basement of the universe. I use the word I told you not to take out of your vocabulary. And this is we're looking down at a pond, right? A pond is a body of water surrounded by land that's higher, okay? They tell us Antarctica is the highest land on Earth. I always found that weird. Why is this continent at the bottom of the ball have the highest land on Earth? Why is it higher than everywhere else? Well, it's higher because it's not at the bottom of a ball. It's the container of our pond. All large bodies of water need a container. Large bodies of water at rest lay flat, testably, scientifically, provably, measurably flat. And they need a container. Take away the edge of a lake, the water's gone. Take away the hot tub, all the water's gone. Take away the pool edge, the water's gone. You need a container. Antarctica is the land that surrounds our world. Now, whether the story is true or not about Admiral Byrd flying out there in the 50s, saying he found land bigger than the United States, filled with resources beyond the poles. That's weird on a ball, right? And then all of a sudden we have the Antarctic Treaty. Does that make any sense? We're fighting all these wars for resources in space. Guy goes, hey, I found land filled with resources, coal, uranium, everything. And then they quickly make the Antarctic Treaty. A dozen or so countries sign on. They've all signed on since then. This is the longest standing treaty in the history of forever. Okay. It cannot even be questioned until the year 2041. Right. Okay. Nobody is allowed to go to Antarctica except on a paid, you know, there, well, yes, there are people there. There are people working there. I get it. Very secretive people there, military there, lots of weird stuff going on there. Right. But you can spend, you know, $40,000-$50,000, go to this little peninsula, which is bigger than some countries. They'll show you some ice, some penguins, maybe some penguins. I'm starting to doubt even penguins are there. And then they kick you out. No one is allowed to go independently explore out here. Let me ask you a question. If this is an extended plane, right? This is just the land goes on and we don't know what's beyond there, right? And we live here in this inner space. What would you call things out there?
I mean, would you call it outer space?
Outer space. Okay. What if the world was set up like this? What if Antarctica was here?
And
there was more territory out here, more land, extra territory. So if somebody lived out here, what would you call them?
You'd probably call them an alien?
Extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
From the extra terra. And if they came to visit you, where are they coming from? You said it. Outer space. Extraterrestrials from outer space. Now, extraterrestrials are not coming from planets orbiting a distant star. Now, if you know your astronomy, the closest star to us is 4.5 light years. That's 25 trillion miles away. Okay. 25. And then they come here and they crash in Roswell. That's if you believe that they're coming from the closest star and planet, okay? If there's a planet around there, I'm sure that, you know, there's planets around all the stars, they say, which is all pseudoscience. They're traveling 25 trillion miles. They're coming here versus they're coming from here. Just a few thousand miles. They can make it back in time for dinner with their family after abducting somebody, okay?
Interesting.
And they probably speak English. Think about it.
What is this? You're showing me this graphic of what is it? Are these different lands over here that you depicted?
These are different lands. Now, here's a map. Now, people will say, oh, no, this isn't real. Supposedly 10 centuries old from Japan, showing all these other continents beyond Antarctica. What is out there? Here's the thing. And I forgot to say this at the beginning. Anything beyond the shoreline of Antarctica or above where you and I can reach as civilians is speculation. Okay. We can look at NASA stuff and we can totally take it apart and destroy it, but we can't tell you what it is up there because we can't go there. So we're speculating what's out here, but this is possible. This makes scientific sense. In the helio nonsensical BS model, okay, you have to believe that we're spinning at 1,000. You have to believe, ready? Just real quick, and then I'll stop because I can chat forever. You have to believe. Where did everything go? There it is. You have to believe that once upon a time, there was nothing. It exploded and became everything. And then all of the rocky bits started sticking together to the point where they had enough mass to attract other rocky bits. And they started pulling in more and more of the solid matter. And then somehow the gases decided to make their own clusters and started pulling in other gases to create a vacuum in between. Okay, now we have burning balls of gas in a vacuum. And these gas balls are so strong in their gravity, they're so big that they can hold on to planets that are unfathomable distances apart. But somehow, all of the moons, the definition of a moon is something orbiting a planet. The sun, the star can't hold on to the moons. The planets hold on to the moons. So like right. So we're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. Do you know how fast we're orbiting the sun?
None offhand.
All right, 66,600 miles an hour.
Okay.
All right. And then we're chasing the sun because the sun's going about 500,000 miles per hour. Let me just give you an idea of what that is. This is the hypersonic sled. You can just look it up on YouTube and hear it with the sound. But watch, it's going to go by a Mach 8.6. Did you blink? Even if you don't blink, you're not going to see it. Mach 8.6. Here it goes. Ready? Mach 8.6. Bam.
Wow.
You have to believe, if you believe in the heliocentric ball, you have to, without exception, believe that we are traveling 10 times that speed in our orbit around the sun and 90 times that speed chasing the sun in elliptical, speeding up and slowing down elliptical. When you take a turn, that's acceleration, orbits. And somehow we have lakes that all science, all physics, all common sense versus nonsense says this is a non-moving container. Non-moving container. A perfectly glass, perfectly flat lake.
Right. Okay?
Everything that they told us is bullshit. And right now, I can see your mind. Why? Why would they go to all this effort? Hold off on that. Okay? Hold off. Hold off on that.
That's okay. That's okay. Wait a minute. So, Flat Earth Dave, did you... where did you, I mean, how did you not get lost in the fake flat earth disinformation versus this? I mean, where
good
did
point.
You,
yeah, yeah, well, good yeah. point. Good question. So luckily in the, when I got introduced to it, I was doing a conspiracy podcast on all sorts of different deceptions in the world. And people started sending me, you know, flat earth stuff. Hey, Dave, have you looked into flat earth? And I was like, oh, that's funny. You know, I was like, I really thought that was like a dumb joke. It wasn't even really funny. And then they kept coming and they kept posting on our social media and they kept annoying me and I blocked the email, blocked the friggin' banned them. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then another researcher, my friend Sophia, I was talking to her, like there was some crazy stuff going on in the news. I'm like, there's so much deception in this world and people just believe it. It was freaking me out. I was literally having a little bit of a meltdown. And she goes, oh, David, it's worse. It's worse than that. I go, what do you mean? She goes, I think the earth might be flat. And I'm like, not you too, Sophia. And she goes, here, watch these videos. And she sends me two sets of videos. I believe it was Mark Sargent's Clues, who's another guy, got sucked in. And he's like, wait a minute, I'm missing something. And so he made a short videos called Flat Earth Clues and go, how is this possible? He figured some PhD would get back to him and go, listen, stupid, this is how it's done. And it'd be done, but nothing happened. And he made up, I think, like 18 clues. Nothing. No one had an answer for anything. Okay. And then also Eric Dubé's 200 proofs. And so back then you'd watch one of those and then YouTube would go, hey, there's five new flat earth videos that just got put up. Watch these. And they're all good. Now, if I sent you one video, if I sent you like one of those videos, every video after that, that YouTube sends you will be a shill video. It'll be a controlled op video. It'll be a debunking video. It'll be, you know, these, they have all of these shills out there. Like, if you Google flat earth, the top thing you're going to get is Professor Dave. We call him not Professor Dave because he's not a professor. He's just a snarky, strawmanning, gaslighting, you know, asshole, if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next one you're going to get is PsyUp Man Dan, another paid actor with just, you know, he just talks in the edited videos and they talk down. That way weak minds will listen and go, oh, I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of that.
But so are you saying that when you say controlled opposition, I mean, I know that there are people that think, I mean, I've heard people even say that Dr. Stephen Greer from the UFO community of SC5 fame might be part of the opposition, that they're these paid actors that are saying, yes, there are aliens, but they're actually like psyops to confuse people with the real alien info. Are there flat earthers like that, you think, too?
Yeah. Oh, 100. There's not, we call them globers, right? And there's very few flat. I don't know. Actually, I don't really pay attention to that. I just pay attention to good information. There's people out there that have some great information and then they're off on some other. I take the good, I leave the bad, and I go on from there. I don't care who the messenger is. I don't care, you know, and some of my greatest videos on my channel, DITRH, the initials for Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, come from these trolls that make these fallacious videos. I'm like, oh, I'll just take that and really explain what's happening. You know, really explain how a sunset works. You know, they're like, you know, there's no way the sun could go below the horizon on a flat earth. It'd be daylight all the time, right? Let me show you. I brought up sunsets. Can I show you a quick video on that?
Yeah, this will please, kind of
get your mind thinking. So this is my flat earth kitchen. Here's my flat earth kitchen counter. And here's the path of the sun, this level line. And you can see that it's level. And we're watching it from what I call a celestial point of view at the same level. And we're moving it across. Now, this could be a mountain ridge. It could be a skyline. It could be just opaque clouds. But this is an opaque barrier, but the sun never goes below it. Now, I got a camera on the flat earth counter, looking up, watching it go away. And if I showed you this first, I said, is this line level? You'd go, no, it's going down. And if I said, does this sun go below this opaque barrier, which is at your eye level? It's really not. It's just in the distance and it merges into the horizon. And you'd say, no, it's going down. Look at the line. If I showed you this first, that's a level line. And this is at your eye level because it's in the distance. I don't care if it's Mount Everest or just a row of houses. All right. So here's a real sunset. Look, and look where it's going behind. It's not going behind here. This is the atmospheric deck of opacity. And it's just going beyond it. And that's how we see the sunset. As the sun goes away, it goes beyond it. Now, this is usually over water you see this, but there's times in clear, dry areas. This is in Afghanistan. One of our soldiers filmed this, and it was super dry, super clear, and the sun just stopped going down, and it just sat here, and this is sped up. It's just going away. It's clearly going away.
Interesting.
Right? It's not going down, right? And people just believe, you know, people believe what they want to believe. And one more, this is me. I filmed this 7 different times looking west from the East Coast overland in the winter when it's below freezing, super clear day, very hard to get. And the sun went down, 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 down. And if the earth was spinning, it should just keep on going, but it didn't. It went down, 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 and then it stopped. And it sat here for 10 minutes. This is sped up like 2,500%. It sat there. It didn't go down. And it faded away into the soup of the atmosphere where its electromagnetic throw could no longer push. Just like when you look through a pane of glass, it's perfectly clear, but stack 100 of them together, you can't see through the other side. You can't even shine a flashlight through it. Okay. And that's what happens when the sun goes away. Now, my friends were at the beach. And they saw the sunset from the bottom up 10 minutes earlier. It's all perspective.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So wait a minute. So yeah, because it's always, I mean, look, the thing that is so hard to grasp about this is even as a kid, I would sit there and go, well, everything looks flat. We're walking down the street. It seems flat.
Common sense would say it's flat.
Yeah, they tell us that you're never going to fall off it. I mean, that's the classic question. But you could keep walking. It's there. But then they'd be like, well, you have to understand that you are so small compared to the bigger picture of what's going on. So I think the thing that's hard for me to grasp mentally is I'm trying to imagine what the sun is supposed to look like. You said it's supposed to go down, I guess. If it wasn't flat.
We're on a spinning ball.
Yeah.
Besides, we'd all be dead. What's your question?
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that if this earth was actually spinning, we should be dead by now.
Well, the people say, you know, it's so big that you can't, at the equator, you're spinning 1,000 miles an hour because the earth is over just around 24,000 miles around. It goes around once a day, 1,000 miles an hour. But they say it's so big that you can't, that you don't even notice it because its angular speed is really slow. Look at the hour hand on a clock. Can you see it moving? No. Well, that is going twice the angular speed that the earth is going. Okay. If you're looking at a merry-go-round and it goes around once a day, you wouldn't even be able, you'd barely be able to see it move. Now, expand that merry-go-round to 10 miles wide. Make it 24 miles wide. Now it's going a mile a minute, right? Now it's going like, wait, a mile a minute, 24 once a day, a mile an hour. It's going a mile an hour. Sorry about that. And that you can witness, right? Now go 2,400 miles, which is still tiny, okay? And now it's going 100 miles an hour, okay? Now you couldn't even run next to it, okay? And now expand it to the size of the Earth. It's going 1,000 miles an hour. The rim velocity would make it explode. That's been proven, okay?
Wow.
Yeah. And think about this. If you're on a spinning ball, okay, if you're on a spinning ball and you're at the equator, you're spinning 1,000 miles an hour. Like my fingers are pointing space. The ground below me is spinning 1,000 miles an hour because it's got to go around the full circumference of the Earth once every 24 hours, right? You with me?
Right.
Now, if I was just a mile from the North Pole, my fingers just holding over that, if you draw a circle around the North Pole, just 1 mile away, if you remember your arithmetic that they taught us in slave camp, it's 3.14 miles, that circle, right?
Right.
3.14 miles. So the ground underneath my finger up here is only moving way less than a quarter of a mile an hour, right? It's moving less than a mile an hour, okay? So now think about this. You're sitting on a runway, right, a mile from the North Pole. So your speed relative to a dot in space is less than a mile an hour. You're barely moving, okay? You take off and you fly to Ecuador and you want to land on a north-south oriented runway that's moving sideways at 1,000 miles an hour.
That's a good point. You would think there'd be a difference. Yeah. Yeah.
You common sense would tell you there's a difference. Now the globers go, well, gravity is holding you. And as you're going, it's pulling you. So they got these gravities that are going faster and faster as you get towards the equator and it's pulling you along and the air does the same. But you know, meanwhile, a summer breeze could blow left and blow right and up and down and a butterfly can fly, you know, and you have to believe that gravity is speeding the plane up or slowing it down when it's flying to its destination. These are some crazy things you have to believe, right? to believe in this nonsense, this total. Here's the thing. They've convinced us to trade in our minds, our common sense for nonsense, right? You have to believe this is going on in Australia. Hundreds of trillions of tons of water, upside down cruise ships, upside down everything. And gravity's holding it on, but I'm able to flap my arms on the other side of the friggin' planet, but the gravity can hold this down? Crazy, right?
That is very interesting.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So instead of a globe hanging over a kid in a crib, I mean, what would the actual, if it's not like quite like a flat disc, what is the shape?
There's hills and valleys. Okay, there's the Mariana Trench, 6 miles deep or whatever, Mount Everest, right? You got hills and valleys, but wherever there's large bodies of water, they lay flat, testably, measurably. We can prove it, you know, by many different things. We've done laser tests, we've done microwave tests, we've done mirror flashes, and we could see things that are extremely too far. Think about this: a submarine. They use their fins and they go straight and they go, okay, go to 200 feet. Now, if the Earth was a globe, those submarines would have to dive down just to stay 200 feet below because the Earth is curving. If they kept going straight, if they kept their fins level, they'd pop out of the water. Same with tunnels, same with bridges.
Right.
The Earth would just dive away, but they don't. A submarine sitting at the bottom, and if you look at, if you know about the abyssal plain, this huge swaths of ocean, the majority of the ocean is just flat. Why is the ocean floor flat? And Glober will say, well, curved is flat. Level is curved, okay? Which is just ridiculous, right? But a submarine sitting down at the bottom of the ocean can send sonar out and see another submarine over 100 miles away. At 100 miles, there should be a mountain of Earth over a mile tall in between them. That sonar should hit the mountain and come back. But somehow you have to believe that it goes over the mountain hits the other submarine, bounces back. Oh, there's a submarine there. Okay? And then they'll give you some argument. Oh, we have a over-the-curve sonar. Show me that. Show me that. And the railgun. The railgun could shoot a bullet 100 miles away, a projectile. Same thing. There'd be a mountain of water in between them, over 6,000 feet tall. Okay?
Yeah.
We've had testimony from Navy gunnery guys that say they can use a pencil-thin laser beam and light up another ship over 100 miles away. Should be a mountain of water, 6,600 feet between them.
There are people in the Navy that believe this theory?
Not believe, no. There's people in the Navy that believe the Earth is a globe, but belief is easy. Like, what's my name?
David.
Do you know that or do you believe it?
That's a good point. I was told your name was Dave and David Weiss.
We're told a lot of things. Now, you can take the time and effort to verify that that's my name, but that'll probably take you half a day. And then you'll be like, all right, it is David. The bastard made me do all that work for nothing. Okay? We're trusting people. We want to believe things. We want to trust people. And you know, we have the ability to see if someone's lying. That's been taken away from us, especially when you cover up someone's face and you can't read what they're saying. Yeah, my name's Dave, okay? But again, belief is the enemy of knowing. Belief is easy. Somebody can tell you the Earth is a globe. You go, okay, I'm good. I'm going to go swing on the swing set now. Thanks, right? Or you can take the time to look. No one ever looks. Globers will argue to defend the globe, say that we're stupid, but they don't know our model, and they don't know their model. They don't know the spin, the orbit, the size, the shape, the diameter, right? The diameter, the radius of the Earth from the center of the Earth to the surface is the radius. It's just under 4,000 miles. Okay. So if this is the radius, if I go like this, here's the curve. You know, if I draw a line right here, there's the curve of the Earth. Okay. So once you have the radius, you can figure out everything else. How do we get the radius? Nobody knows. Okay.
That's a good point.
We can see things. We can see things with today's consumer optics. Now, we can zoom in on things that should be over the horizon, but there they are. We can zoom in on them and bring them back into view. Like right here, you'd think that if there's a boat out here, it must be over the curve. But as I zoom in, I'm not zooming over the curve. I'm just increasing the angular size, and there's the boat. Okay? This is what got me. I saw all these videos, so I went out and bought a $1,000 camera, a tripod, super zoom camera. Watch, the boat's going to disappear from the bottom up. It's disappearing from the bottom up. It's not going over the curve. Now, a glober would tell you, oh, it's going over the curve as it's going away, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's angular size. There's a whole bunch of reasons. The wave front edge, like the waves in the distance, in the like half the distance of that boat, stick up and block the horizon behind you. So the waves, like if I go like this with my finger and I look at New York City, which is 30 miles away, I could block out the whole city with my finger. Okay.
Right.
Right. So these little waves block out the boat. And then there's also, you know, that's not the only reason boats disappear from the bottom up. There's, as you go out farther, the horizon's rising to get to your eye level. It mirages. And so you'll see that this boat just starts riding in the air. And it's everything below here, right here, is doubled. And then you'll see in the distance, even the land is doubled. So this isn't a horizon. This is a what I call a false horizon. And this boat is just going out, and that there's the level of the water. I mean, you can see everything's doubled here. This is the actual horizons here. If you're ever out the water and you're like, okay, am I seeing the real horizon or not? Get a glass of water and hold that up to your eye level so your eye is skimming across the water. And then look into the distance, and that's where the real horizon is. But you won't see it. Wow. It'll look lower because it's closer. It looks like it's closer. Oops. Sorry about that.
This is, this is very, very
interesting. This is paradigm changing.
But it does beg the question of what's at the edge? What happens when you get to the edge? What is at the edge of this flat Earth?
So again, There's many people believe that it's an extended plane. Some people believe it's an infinite plane. Just like you guys have infinite space, we have an infinite plane. Guess what? Can't prove either. It doesn't go in any of the baskets. Okay? We're not allowed to go there. Why? Because we're protecting the ice and the migratory path of the penguins? Bullshit. Okay? Bullshit. right? We're burning down the Amazon, the lungs of our world, and we're not allowed to go to a place that no human, no animal, no plants, nothing lives, and there's resources, right? Bullshit.
Hmm. So, yes. Yeah, yeah. This is very tied up with Antarctica. I mean, there definitely is something weird going on in Antarctica, for sure. I'm trying to figure out. I mean, did you... So wait a minute. This is very, you're showing me a picture right now of how we're all, so you, I guess I'm trying to imagine this. Antarctica is really, how long have we, I guess forever. Have we been here forever? I mean, No.
This whole round of history is 100 years old. That's it. Okay. There was a great reset in the 1920s. Well, that we came out of in the 1920s. It probably happened in the 1800s. There was an advanced civilization here. Have you looked into Tartaria and mud floods yet?
No. Tell me.
Oh boy. We'll get into it. I'm going to share my screen in a minute and I'll show you how to do that. That's one that's going to blow your mind. There was, so what's out here? Here's my answer. Antarctica is bigger than all of the oceans and all of the continents combined. It is not this friggin' stupid little island down here, okay? And you want to prove the Earth is a globe, this is how you do it. You get two big airplanes, and you bring them right here to Antarctica. You fill them up, right? And then you and I are on there, Neil deGrasse Tyson, science teachers, everyone. You just load them up with people that are interested in proving this. I'm from both sides, flat earthers and globe earthers. And one of them, you'd fly about 1,000 feet off the ground so you can see the land clearly, and you just follow the shoreline. You stay offshore, you follow the shoreline. Everyone's looking out the left window. On this one, everyone's looking out the right window. This is 13,000 miles around, so 6,500 miles later, both planes should meet over here, right?
Yeah.
Sounds legit, right? The problem with that is it's never going to happen, one, because they won't let us, because it can't be done. And the last person to try that... The last person to try it, realistically, if I can find my picture, was Captain Cook. You know the name? And it took him 3.5 years. It took him 3.5 years. Here it is. And he went over 60,000 miles. 60,000, not 13,000, over 60,000 miles to go around. And guess what? Like measuring how far that is, it's really hard because all the ships that are, there's many stories of many ships out there. They say they're going, they're calculating their speed. And then at the end of the day, they're like, we're 50 miles off reckoning. Why are we 50 miles off? And it's because GPS is telling you how far you've gone. GPS is run by NASA. Okay. Radar is run by NASA. Okay. There's no way. There's also currents out there. There's this Antarctic race that goes, the sailboat race around, it's supposedly around Antarctica, where it's not. It's actually much higher. They go around 50 degrees. You know, they dip down under here, I think, or maybe they even cut through. I'm not sure. And then they're above 50 degrees. So they're going around here. And it takes them, I forget the time. Is it a month or whatever it is to do it? And these are these racing boats that are amazing. These boats are known to go up to 40 miles an hour. Okay. Right, but they do it and they go, okay, well, it took us 30 days and it's at this latitude, it should be, you know, 18,000 miles. So we were going 3 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour on average. Okay. I'm like, these boats in no wind go 10 miles an hour. Okay. You know, in wind, they're faster than many speedboats. Okay. And they do the kind of, we must have been going 3 miles an hour. I guess we were going against a heavy, you know, water speed or whatever, you know, a current, right? They just make up excuses. They're like, no, you're moving, but they're telling you it's 15,000 miles and it's really, you know, 50,000 miles.
Interesting.
And people so let's, I want to talk about some plane flights. Okay. Yeah. So would you agree if we live on a ball, things in the north, equal latitudes north, would be the same as things in the south. Seasons would be 6 months apart when we're opposite sides of the sun because of the tilts, right? You know, during our summer, we're tilted towards the sun. During our winter, the bottom side of the ball is tilted towards the sun. So, you know, 50 degrees north and 50 degrees south should have similar weather. 60 degrees north, 60. That's not the case at all. But flight paths should be the same also. So if we look at some flight paths, so and also this is things happen. There's emergency landings have never make sense on a globe. From Hawaii to New York, there was an emergency that happened and they landed in Seattle. It's just like 1,000 miles out of the way. Why? Because Hawaii, Seattle, New York. It's a straight line on a flat earth map. Check this one out. London to, Pakistan? And they stopped in Moscow, emergency landing. Moscow's all the way over here. Why did they go to Moscow? Okay.
Right.
It's going to get worse. Beijing to Dallas, emergency landing in Calgary. Way out of the way. Okay. Right. But look at it on a flat earth map. It's right here. Straight line. Every single one of these emergency landings happen to work perfectly on a flat earth map. Same thing. Stopped in Moscow from Chicago to Door. Is it? I can't say it. And we're right here. Straight line again on the map. But now it's going to get very interesting. So this red line is the equator. Okay. Anything outside the red line is the outer southern hemiplane. You call it the hemisphere. Anything inside this is called the inner northern hemiplane, also known as the hemisphere. Going from Buenos Aires to Johannesburg, they go all the way up to friggin' Amsterdam. Inside, crossing the equator. The equator's right here, okay? But it looks a little better on a flat earth map. It's still a little bit of a jag, but let's look at another one. Here is Lima, Peru to Auckland. Lima, Peru to Auckland. Why don't they just cut across here? It's like 5,000 miles.
Yeah.
It's because this is the trip. Auckland to Los Angeles to Lima, Peru. It's a straight line. So now, get the longitude and latitudes of these. Now,
where are you pulling this from, by the way? You're pulling this trip.
Okay, these are trips that happened. I'm going to show you.
Okay.
These are trips that actually happened. And I'm going to show you where to find all this information because,
okay.
By the way, do not believe anything I say. I'm going to give you more homework than you've ever had in your entire life, but I'm going to make it super easy for you and fascinating. Like homework in school, I hated it. I hated it. It was horrible. This, yeah. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning so I can just do more. All right. This stuff is fascinating. So now look at the longitude, the latitude of these two places. Go into the north. Find two airports that are the same distance apart, according to the globe, at the same northern latitudes, and ask yourself, how come they don't go all the way into the southern hemisphere and just like those go into the north, okay? If this is the north, and I gave you two pushpins and say, pick any two northern airports anywhere in here, none of those flights will ever cross the equator. None of them will ever cross the equator. Northern Point, to northern destination, northern origin, to northern destination will never cross the equator. But many southern flights, like Santiago to Sydney, crosses the northern, right? Santiago to Sydney, it goes all the way up here and all the way over. And the reason being, because it's a straight line. It's a straight line. Okay.
This is fascinating, man. This is fascinating. Okay.
Now there's some newer flights that don't make stops and may be taking an outer loop, and we've discovered how they do that. But this is a book that tells it all. It's free online. It's a PDF, or if you want the coffee table book, which I love, 16 Emergency Landings Proving Flat Earth. It's on Lulu.com. It's awesome. And anybody that picks it up becomes a flat earther. So be careful, you know, warn people, like you have dinner guests over. Hey, honey, I went over Greg's house for dinner and now I'm a flat earther, you know? So you got to make sure, you know, both couples come over, because if you have one of them and they go home flat earther to a globe earther, it causes an issue, right? You got to convert them at the same time.
It's fine. I don't have a lot of couples come over. But tell me this. pilots.
No, yes.
By the way, all couples are welcome. Anybody listening, it's fine. We can talk about this all night. I love this. But you know, here's what I was gonna say, Dave. Yeah. What do they think? What about these people in commercial airlines? Do you think they turn to each other and go, "Hey, it's pretty weird that we go this route"? Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So let me talk to you about that. Why is that there? Why is that going on? Oops. So where did it go? There it is. All right. You can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this is called the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app. This is my app. This is not why I'm here. I'm not here to sell apps. I left a very lucrative company that I started to be ridiculed by people and trolled day and night. So to sell a $3 app. So here's what my recommendation.
Thank you for your service here.
Yeah. Do not buy the app. Just go read the reviews, okay, in the App Store and the Google Play Store. But I'm jumping forward. If I hit the question mark, the frequently asked questions come up. And what about pilots and scientists? Click that puppy. Click that, and up come. You hit open YouTube, and up comes a playlist of videos of pilots' testimonies, all sorts of stuff. That YouTube will not serve you. You can search these by name and channel, and they won't show up for like 10 pages down. You'll get PSYOP Man Dan and as I said, what's his name? Whatever. All the trolls. You get all the propaganda that they want. So again, all of your questions are answered here on the app. This is what I tell people. You go, "Hey, I still don't believe it. I still believe the Earth is a globe." And I go, "Can you give me one proof?" They can't. I say, "Don't just relax. Don't short circuit your brain. This is what you do. Every day, get the app, and then every day while you're having breakfast, click the featured video of the day right here. You click this little icon. Up comes a featured video. Every day there's a new one. It goes on at 8:01 Eastern usually. And just watch that video. And then that's it. If you want to watch another video, feel free. If you miss one, you hit the archive button. Up comes all the videos that you missed for the last 3 years. And then if you hit that button, you're screwed. Just call your boss. Tell him you're not coming in for a week. All right?
You really think, do you think this is it? This is the greatest mind-blowing conspiracy of all time?
You know what? I used to. I think there's bigger ones.
Oh no! That's what I want to know.
We're going to get into that when we're going to in a few minutes. We'll get into the why,
okay,
and then that'll get into like the deception is way. This is why, because there's a bigger deception. There's a bigger deception. This is the key deception. All right. So real quick, this crazy guy Dave. I'm going to hit the little handshake button, and up comes. I have a beta version right here. These are all the flat earthers that are near me. I have 180 of them within 50 kilometers. I can tap on one of the dots and I can send that person a text message. Okay. I can send the whole group a message like, "Hey, we're having a meetup at the Jones Beach," whatever. Bam. And this is the way you get in touch with other flat earthers.
What do you think is the benefit of hanging out with flat earthers?
What's they're open. Like? They're amazing. They're amazing people. They're awake and aware, and they're fascinating. This has actually turned into a dating app. Well, because anybody that clicks friendship, guy, girls, whatever. Because any person, any dot you hit there, you have more in common with that person. You know they're intelligent because they realize the Earth is flat. That takes some intelligence to break through the programming. I'm not saying that people that don't know aren't intelligent. It's some people, no matter what you show them, they won't see it. And anyone there, you have more in common with them than even a dating site would match you up with. So I'm actually going on this week, this coming weekend, October 22nd, 23rd, whatever it is Flattoberfest in South Carolina. Where are you located?
I'm in New York City. I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, I'm in Connecticut, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I'm going to South Carolina to a 2-day Flat Earth festival and conference, and it's going to be amazing. There's going to be hundreds of us. We're taking over Spartanburg, South Carolina. Going to be a blast. Amazing time. But being around these people is so uplifting, especially in these times of insanity that's going on in the world. On the app also, if you hit the books, tons of books. There's a, here's our book I was just talking about. Another, I just opened up by mistake. Tons of books. I was going to show you about Tartaria. Middle row, right-hand side. Mud floods, Tartaria. Did you know that our transcontinental railroads weren't built? They were excavated out of the mud.
Oh, no, I did not know this.
Yeah. So if you hit that button, I'm not going to hit it right now. I'll hit it. I'll hit it. And up comes a playlist of amazing videos. Now, this isn't even scratching the surface of the videos out there. Watch the videos. If you like it, subscribe to that channel and then just start watching all of their videos. It's an endless.
Oh, this source. Is interesting.
And I keep adding, every time there's a new one that I find, it goes right on the top of the list. And that way, you know, these aren't things that YouTube is going to serve to you. Our video will be right here under Flat Earth Dave Interviews on the top row if you didn't see it. And here are just a few interviews I've done recently on this topic. I can keep going, but we don't have much time left.
Have a full podcast, too.
I do, and I do it biannually now because I'm doing too many interviews.
No, I mean, look, what do you think the big game is with this in terms of you and influencing people? Do you think you're going to get people to wake up? Is that your goal?
I am waking up millions of people. I spend 6 hours a day just trying to skim the first sentence of emails of people telling me, I saw your interview. I thought you were stupid. I yelled at people. I used to troll flat earthers. Now I'm a flat earther. If I go back to the map here, my app, I would say, is probably in less than 1% of the flat earthers of the world. So less than 1% of them have it, right? And out of the people that have it, only about 20% have logged in and made a username to put a blue dot on the map, which they can do for free. And yeah. I have 26,000 people that have currently signed up on this in the last few weeks, okay? So 26,000 times 5 times 100. Okay. That's like 20 million people. All right.
Right.
And I might be underestimating. Okay. Flat earthers are everywhere. Listen, this is, we'll talk about the why the lie now. This is time to put on your big boy pants, admit you've been lied to, and realize that this world is much more than it is. So why the lie? Who's lying? Okay. These are the people that are lying. Okay. These are the people that we know. These people are puppets of the real puppet masters who we don't know. Okay. The Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, United Nations, Bilderberg Group, Club of Rome. This is all together. All of the division of the world, all of the division of countries is fake. Okay. It's all fake.
Right.
And, you know, they divided us by countries, by religions, by races, by sexes, by political parties, by sports teams, by jabbed, unjabbed. They got us divided. And now they want us separated. They don't want us near each other because the energetic communication, that's the real power. Facial expressions are the real language. Okay. You know, it's not the words that come out of our mouth. It's the micro expressions that people have. That's where the real communications come. Signs and symbols and numbers rule this world, not speech. You know, our language has been weaponized, and you have to really watch what you say, because what you say affects the world that you have. It creates the world. Everything that you have, Greg, is in your life is because of the way that you think. You right. believe something. Like, you know, people create a world view around them so they feel safe, and they travel in that world bubble, their view, and that's how they see the world. Now, if somebody, all they know, you know, they see the world differently. They see the world differently. They live in a different world, even though they're right next to you, right? You could be a happy, good, positive person. You'll attract happy, good, positive things into your life. If you're a negative, miserable bastard, you're going to attract that stuff into your life.
Right.
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 So our thoughts create our reality. Nobody has power over us. No one's allowed to break our free will without our permission. So they always tell us what they're doing. For example, go back to my, let me just jump back here. Let me just jump back here because I want to show you one thing, right? If you go back, where'd my app, where'd it go? Where did it go? It is, of course, it's not showing. So if you remember my app, one more time. So our thoughts create our ad. Don't tell me it's gone. What is going on here?
This is a very elaborate graphic here.
There it is. Here it is.
Oh, here we go. All right.
So the sun and the moon, the sky is the perfect clock. The sun goes around once a day, and wherever the sun is, it's noon. The sun laps the moon once every 28 days. Okay. So the moon and its position and its phases keep track of the weeks and the months. Okay. If I slow it down and turn on the stars circle around in the same direction. Right. We watch the sun, the moon, and the stars rise in the east, set in the west. But they tell us that the moon is going in the opposite direction. What?
Right.
That's ridiculous. Then everything's going in the same direction. No matter where you are on Earth, north, south, east, west, wherever you are, the sun, all the stars, sun, moon, and rise in the east, set in the west. Okay? The
right.
stars will lap the moon once a year. So the sun moves through each constellation as they pass it. For about a month, and then next year, same day, same time, the sun will be right back where it is. All right. So what I wanted to show you is the red line here is the equator. So anything inside the red is the north. Anything outside it is the south. The outer line is the Tropic of Capricorn, and the sun moves out there in December. And so Australia and the southern countries are having their summer because the sun is high above them and close. It's far from us. Like that street lamp down the road, and it's lower in the sky versus the one that's over our head at the same height, but it's higher in the sky. Then 6 months later, the sun moves into the Tropic of Cancer, which is the inner yellow line, and then we have our summer, right? New York has its summer. You know, if you look, the sun's going to go right over Miami. It's friggin' right. hot in the summer. It's hot because the sun's high in the sky. It's close. People in the outer south, the sun is farther away. It's lower in the sky. It's in the north, okay? But here's the thing. Anything inside this yellow line is the Arctic region, and anything outside is the Antarctic region. Now, on a globe, that Antarctic region should be the same size as the Arctic region, right? Because it's wrapped, you wrap this flat earth around a globe. But what is the sun doing? Let me speed it up. If you're in the inner north, what's the sun doing? It's arcing around you. Would you agree with that? It's arcing around you.
Right. Yeah.
Now, if I'm out here outside of Capricorn, out here in Antarctica or in South Africa or Santiago, in the Antarctic region, is the sun arcing around me? No, it's coming and going. It's antarcing. It's antarcing to and fro. Antarctic.
Oh, my.
Arctic.
Oh, my gosh. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, yeah.
What? So wait, who came up with these names? Who even named these things?
I don't know, man. I think you know, there's so much to show you. First, do you believe we went to the moon in this?
That's kind of crazy.
This is what we went to the moon in. Look at those seams. Look at this. Look at this. This is what we went to the moon in. This is a joke, okay? This is an actual photo of the moon lander. It's made from curtain rods, tin foil, paper mache, scotch tape. It's garbage, okay? Right? We made this in 1972 for $50 million, and we made the Raptor, or whatever, the SR-71 in 1964 for $34 million. What the frig happened to the engineers?
Right.
Okay? What the frig happened? All right. You have to understand that they're lying about everything. They're lying about everything. Okay.
So we didn't go to the moon. We never went to the moon. It was a
no.
Okay. Did you always believe that, or did it take the
no? I actually became a flat earther before I realized that the moon landing was fake, and everyone's like, "What? You think the moon landing was real?" And then it took me 5 minutes of just looking, you know, at
right.
you know, stuff like this. This is the orbiter. Meeting up with this is the lander, right? This is ridiculous, right? This is the orbiter and the lander meeting up. There's two guys in diapers in this little Airfix model, okay? It's the dumbest crap ever. and people just believe it, right? People believe that this guy is on the moon, this guy, and watch what happens when he drops his hammer. He can't pick it up because he's hanging from wires. Oh, drops his hammer. Let me see if I can get down. I can't get it. Oh, let me try again. I can't get it. I can't get it. Okay. I can't get it. I can't get it.
Interesting.
And then again, the space station, the greatest accomplishment of all time. And there's no video or photos of it being built other than this animation. This is ridiculous. It was never assembled on Earth, never checked. Talk to us, anyone that works on a submarine. There's a crew of like 30 or 50 guys that are only doing maintenance. And everything is on the inside of the submarine, but on the space station, all the important things are on the outside so they can do these ridiculous spacewalks, okay? And different countries made different modules. And they made different connectors, so they had to actually have a third thing made to connect them because they didn't make the same size door. They never tested on Earth. They put it into space. They built it, and it's been up there for over 20 years with people on it. Give me a break. You know what I say to that?
What?
I say, cool story, bro. cool story. And then the Chinese just made a space station. They're on it. Go look it up. It's the dumbest crap ever. And they also forgot to take pictures or video of it being built. There's people on a Chinese space station now. Now, for some reason, you don't see it like we see our space station, which is just a light that's going by, right? And there's people on it.
Yeah,
it's the dumbest thing ever. It's so dumb. I sometimes just wonder. I wonder what the hell is going on in this world.
Has anybody debated you on this? Have you taken debaters?
So we've been trying to get Neil deGrasse Tyson, any of the big guys. They're like, we don't have time for flat earthers, but they make video after video after video, moving the globe post every time we expose them. Right? Check us out. Space station, real ball filled with helium, fake stuffed animal. She's manipulating. Watch again. Nothing. Oh, there it is. And now she's manipulating it. Okay. And it's called augmented reality, where they're moving fake objects in real time, whether she's wearing sunglasses, wearing contacts, or there's a lens, there's a screen behind the camera that she can see where it is and she can maneuver it. I mean, they do amazing things with green screens, as you, I'm sure you know. And you can't trust anything. You can't trust any of it at all, right? They're always flipping something around. They're flipping the microphone around as they pass it back and forth. But and then in the background, someone always floats by. I zoomed in on this guy. See anything weird? Maybe his harness and his wires. Okay.
That is a little strange. That is strange.
And their answer is, oh, they do it for safety. What? Floating in space? With what? I mean, isn't it more dangerous that the wire would wrap around his neck and strangle him, you know?
Right. Oh, right? This is very strange.
And then everything that was floating, including these guys, glitched out in the middle of an interview, and they quickly cut away to mission control. They do so many things. Check these guys out. This is on a zero-G plane that they made look like the space station. This girl is not an astronaut. And this is just on a zero-G plane. You know what the zero-G plane is, right?
What's that? I don't.
So these guys, this was during on live on TV. They were talking in the morning news, and all of a sudden they crashed into the wall. And they're like, oh, there was a catastrophe. There was an unexpected shift in the space station or space lab or whatever it was at that time. And what it was is, this is a zero-G plane. You can spend $5,000, go on this thing, and it does these parabolic arcs where you float for 20 to 40 seconds. And at the end, this is what it looks like when it comes out of the arc. Everyone crashes to the floor. Look, they were just filming sideways. And you can tell he did it 100 times. See this roll of duct tape? The guy catches it with one hand like a pro, like he's done it 50 times in a row. They just came out of the arc a little sooner than expected.
Right.
And that's one of the many ways. Other times, you know, they're hanging from wires. Where's my wire one? They're hanging from wires and they get caught up. They get tangled in their wires. You know, weird stuff happens. Like, watch this guy. He's going to grab his wire right here. Watch. He's going to grab it and pull him over. This guy, something happened. The harness slipped and he falls. There's so many. This guy, you can see his harness coming out of his shirt. This guy didn't have enough stomach, muscles to pull it around.
Yeah, right.
It's all nonsense. It's all complete and total nonsense what they show us.
You're definitely raising some questions here, Flat Earth Dave.
All you have to do is show them once faking it, and then you can unwind the entire thing. These guys are in different rooms. Chris Hadfield singing, and this guy's holding a microphone, misplaces where Chris is supposed to be, sticks the microphone right into his neck. It's in his neck. It's in his neck. You see a problem. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? And then one more. This is
great. These are great.
They brought up a lemon, and they were messing around with it, and watch. It goes right through his hand. Augmented reality. Watch carefully. Goes right through his hand. It's not a real object.
What?
Yes. Okay.
They're How many faking years all... have they had this technology, you think?
Oh, they've been getting better and better at it. They use different things. They used to always use the zero-G plane. Is NASA the only space agency or NASA fraud button on the app? There's endless videos there. And just start watching them, like when they're washing their hair. Like, why do they let women with long hair on the space station when they're not allowed on an airplane, a jet fighter with long hair? Okay? Hair would be floating everywhere. It would be disgusting. Think how they work out for 2 hours a day in that enclosed system. Okay?
Right.
That place would be wretched. They would die of the stink. Okay? But they're always wearing crisp, tucked-in shirts. They're wearing tucked-in shirts with big utility belts, right? The guy dropped the ball, and this guy tries to get it and can't get it because his lines won't let him get there. The ball is real, filled with helium, but it didn't have enough helium in it.
Why this deception, though?
Now we'll go back. Now we'll go back to it because we're gonna have to wrap up.
No. I mean, look, you can keep going a little longer because I'm very.
I got another 10 minutes, but I got another interview in a half hour.
Oh my gosh, so. This is you're such a okay. We might have to have you on again, Dave, because this is just the beginning. But right. Give me the information all about right. The why.
So I was telling you before, your thoughts create reality. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that you have free will and no one can take it away from you. That's why. I don't know how deep you are into any of the other deceptions of the world. They always tell us what they're doing, especially like with the New York event. They told us for years going into it. And if we're too stupid to say no, we're allowed to be fooled. So if you think you live on a ball, you live in a prison for your mind, right? It's like the Truman Show. There's nothing else to discover. Truman, he wanted to be an explorer. Okay. And so if you live in a ball, then they can convince you that we're running out of water. There's infinite water. Okay. That we're running out of fossil fuels. We should never even be using fossil fuels, but they're renewable anyway. They're running out of food. Untrue. You can stick a seed in the ground. Water will fall from the sky and food will grow everywhere. You can give we're overpopulated. You can give every family a quarter acre in Texas. Okay. And the rest of the world will be empty. All right.
Right.
All of the stuff that they want us to believe is nonsense. I'm not allowed to say anything about the climate because that'll get taken off of YouTube. Okay. But that's another thing. Look into geostratic aerosol spraying. Okay. I didn't want to say the C word. Okay. They're just looking at, that's one of the things I started on early is the spraying of our skies. And people said it was conspiracy theory. Now they admit it. Harvard admits it. They admit they're doing it. Bill Gates says he wants to, put chalk in the sky to dim out the sun because the world's too warm. Great idea, Bill. You're a genius. Excellent. Okay. All right. So why the lie? They don't want you to know that you are at the center of creation. They don't want you to know that you are in a created world. You're not in a Big Bang, godless speck of dust flying through an infinite godless or distant God at best universe where, lightning struck, created some pond scum, and it turned into a monkey and turned into a human. They don't want you to know that you're created. They don't want you to know that you're at the center of creation and that you have true power. They don't want you to know that there's free energy. They're hiding the creator, hiding your spirituality, hiding more resources, as I was talking about, scientific knowledge of what's in Antarctica, and as I said, hiding that you're the center of the universe, that you're special, and that we're powerful. Now, I didn't get into this to feel special. I just wanted the truth, okay? Yeah. I don't want the Earth to be flat. I don't want it to be anything. I just want to know the truth, okay? And the truth, how will this change my life? I still got to go to work. You know, I used to say that myself. Why? Well, guess what? I don't go to work anymore. I left my own company. I had the greatest job ever. I was boss, okay? And I walked away from it all for something better. I lost some friends. I lost some family members over this. We don't even discuss it because they're just not there. They're not able to wake up. You ask me, do I think am I here to wake everyone up? No, just the people that want to. And I didn't, but I gained a whole new family of friends. You know, the people that I met in every blue dot on that map is an awesome person. Every single one of them. Amazing, amazing, amazing life. And I can tell you one thing. I've never been bored for a split second since I've discovered the flat earth. You know, people say, I'm bored. There's nothing to do today. There's always something to do if you're a flat earther. Okay. There's always something to learn. You hit that Tartaria button. That's worth the price of the app alone just to get you to the best videos out there. You start watching that stuff and your mind is literally going to melt. Okay. You're gonna, just like the whole world did. And remember I said before, I'm all over the place.
This is great. I'm very entertained.
It's 100 years old. I interviewed this woman, Ruth, 102 years old, back in February of 2020. And she had such a great memory. She was talking about the World's Fairs. It wasn't about flat Earth. And I asked her, what did they teach you in elementary school? And then she goes, they taught me about the Earth. And she goes, they taught me the Earth was flat. And I go, and then what happened? She goes, well, then years later, they told me it wasn't. This is in the 1920s in public school here in America, in Connecticut, in Hamden, Connecticut. She went to a public school. They were teaching flat earth in the 1920s. 1930s, they were teaching it all through Croatia and many other countries, right? So this entire deception came in the last 100 years, right? And when I told her and explained how the earth is flat, she started crying. It was freaking crazy. I'll send you a link with all the videos and you can watch his video and listen. You might have something stuck in your eye when you're watching it. It may tear a little bit, but I'm sure you just got some pepper in your eye.
Wait a minute. This is why did they change it?
Because they don't want you in a situation where you can deny that there's a creator. That's it. I was a full-on atheist because if I had to label myself, I believed in evolution, the whole damn thing. And then when I discovered, wow, the Earth is intelligently designed, that means there's a creator, okay? Now, who the creator is and your relationship to the creator, that's your own business. I don't even like talking about it because that's your own journey. That's not what I'm here about. I'm here about showing you that you live in an intelligently designed place. You have a piece of God, whatever word you want to use within you. I say the real currency of this world is our souls. Okay. And everybody wants to steal your soul, especially the bad guys, because they're probably soulless, right? They want to steal your soul. You know how one of their best ways to steal it from you? They fish it away with the soul lure system.
What? You're really making that connection?
I am. I am totally making that connection. Okay. And so here's the thing. I hope I open some doors up for some people listening. I hope people's like, all right, I don't believe it. But let me, when the people say, I don't believe it, but it's interesting. You made some good points, but I'm sure there's answers to all of them. You know, somebody figured out, you know, the size of the earth, you know, like Aristophanes. Well, that's another lie. Let me just show you. Aristophanes, you know, his story 2000 years ago, the Greek, he said, oh, there's no shadow here in Said, and his buddy went over to wherever 500 miles away. And there was a shadow, and then Carl Sagan showed us two sticks that had no shadow, and he bent it, and he goes, the only way for it to have a shadow and no shadow is on a ball, and he figured out the size of the earth.
Right.
Well, what he doesn't understand is, first, no one has ever seen parallel sun rays, right? No one has ever seen parallel sun rays, okay? Sun rays come in at angles, okay? But even if that's the case, on a flat stationary earth with a small sun, the sun could be right here. And you can go over here, get the same angles, do the same math, and figure out the sphericity of this flat plane. right? It doesn't prove the sphericity. This floor, according to Aristophanes, is a ball, right? Because there's a light over this one and it's causing a shadow over here, right? The sun just goes around the flat earth, circles around, and then, you know, night and day happen because the sun's too far away. The sun's light can't fluoresce, push through the milkiness, the thickness of the atmosphere. And day and night are fully explained. What about day and night? It's in the app. What about sunsets? What about seasons? What about ships over the horizon? What about eclipses? Wait until you see the eclipse videos. Wow. Okay. Right.
Right.
Eclipses make no sense. So if we're in a heliocentric, crazy, insane universe, okay, how the heck does an eclipse happen? You know, the sun's 400 times bigger, 400 times farther than the sun. So they look like they're the same size. And then they line up perfectly. The odds of that happening are less than zero, but let's say one in a trillion. Okay. The odds of it happening twice are infinitesimally smaller. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Well, eclipses happen every year in different places all over the earth. And then every 18 years, they repeat. Does that sound like a beehive universe? Like they tell us, you know, where we're traveling 4.5 billion miles a year, right? Corkscrewing space. But next year, the same night, same time, all of the stars are in the exact same position. Every 18 years, the eclipses repeat. What? Every 18 years, the cycle of eclipses repeats. Does that sound like, does that sound like a beehive or a clock?
Right. Yeah. That's, right. Okay. This is, right? I'm intrigued that we can access Antarctica from anywhere in the world, really.
Yeah, well, you can't because it's off limits. It's off limits. And there's islands all the way around. There's islands like kind of, you know, that are all controlled by the crown that have military bases on them. Anyone tries to approach Antarctica, boats will come from there. They'll stop you. They'll sink you. They'll threaten to sink you. They'll send you back home, even though your country gave you permission. And then they'll put you in jail. That's what happens.
Is that the, because we were talking about the Antarctic connection before we started, is that why Schenectady, is there a connection between Schenectady, that area, upstate New York, and Antarctica?
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. I was referencing the Eric Hecker interview that I did where he was like, yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in Long Island and Schenectady.
Well, there definitely is. And there's weird stuff everywhere, not just in Antarctica. But one of the things he said, he on his daily rounds, he would sneak up to the military room. He was supposed to check on all these things and he'd burst in and they'd all be like hiding their screens. And he goes, that's because they're hiding satellite data, right? Satellite data. Is that what they're hiding? Does he know that for sure? Even people that get satellite info, are they really know what they're getting? Because NASA owns all of the helium companies in the world. They control all of the helium in the world.
What? Except,
and they're the largest consumer of helium. And they launch tens of thousands of these balloons with, what are those things? They kind of look like satellites to me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the big question here that I'm sitting on that I've always wondered with all this conspiracy stuff, Flat Earth Dave, is why so much money, so much infrastructure, so much political systems just to deny that all of us have this power
because,
of God in us?
Because
why that?
Because if you realize what this place was, what this place is, what it used to be, you're no longer going to pay attention to them. Let's say this video goes viral and everyone in the world watches it. And they go, you know what? That's Flat Earth Dave. He's making a lot of sense. You know what? I no longer am going to participate in anything the governments say. Well, governments are done. Finished. They're done. They have no power. They're completely finished instantaneously. The only power that anyone has over you is in your imagination, period. We are born here with free will, with incredible powers, manifestation powers beyond what even I have come to realize. And they don't want you to know that because they, you know, in my app under the books, there's one called The Iron Republic. You'd actually, John the Morgyle, the channel, he read it online, just search The Iron Republic, John the Morgyle. It's a 5-hour video. Listen to that next time you're on a long drive. And it's about, In the 1800s, a senator went to Antarctica on a ship and was found a passage, and it came out in the ocean. He's lost in the ocean, and he came across this other land after being lost at sea for a month. And a boat came out, and they go, "Hey, this is the Iron Republic." They're like, "We're from America." He's like, "Where's the Iron Republic?" They're like, "Oh, it's on the other side of Antarctica, about the same distance as the United States." The guy didn't understand. He went in, and they saw all this technology, flat screens, floating cars, you know, just amazing, different society. And the story was that those people, that he goes, "Well, we used to live where you live, but we didn't in the 1600s, but we didn't like the tyranny. So we left and we moved out here to free lands." Well, there's a good reason. Put a slave, a prisoner is a much better prisoner, a much better slave when he doesn't see the bars. So they put us in a ball and he doesn't know that there's more out there. Okay. Imagine you lived in an apartment building that was 2 miles wide by, you know, 5 miles wide, but or 20 miles wide by 20 miles wide and 300 stories tall. But you weren't allowed to go that last quarter mile to the outside walls. You're okay. You work on the here, you shop over here, you do this, you do that, but you never see the outside world. And somebody, one of your buddies goes, Hey, Greg, there's more out there. You're like, wow, why would they hide it? Why? What difference does it make? You know, I'm pretty happy in here, right? That's what's going on.
This makes a lot. Well, I mean, it's certainly the argument for why it would hide. It makes a lot of sense in a lot of ways. It almost makes me go, you know, do you even care about all this alien disclosure stuff?
The alien disclosure is real. They want you to think they're coming from outer space. They're just people that live beyond Antarctica in the outer space, not outer space. Why are all the big telescopes in the southern lands looking outwards? They're looking south. South is every direction away from the center. Okay. Why are they all looking south? Okay. They're looking south because they're looking into the outer space. The outer space. And by the way, your buddy that from Antarctica, what's his name?
Eric Hecker.
Eric Hecker, if he wants to do a podcast with me and we can have this discussion and we can talk about what he's seen and stuff, I'm open to it. Or anyone else that has an audience that thinks the Earth is a globe, let's have the conversation, right? But I do have to go. The best place to find me.
This is amazing. This has been amazing. Yeah, I love it.
The best place to find me is the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app on Google Play and Android. Just watch out on Android. There's a knockoff one by the Flat Earth Society. It's the Ron Media Group. Just look for this logo right here. This logo right here, make sure it's by Blue Water Bay, and it's the highest rated app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It's $3. There is, you don't need to subscribe unless you want to send messages to other flat earthers. Okay. You can receive messages, but you can't send messages unless you subscribe for 99 friggin' cents. Okay. But don't subscribe. Just that's the app. Watch the daily video every day. I'm offering 3 Bitcoins for 1 proof of the globe. Just 1. Okay.
One proof of the globe. You will
one
pay
proof of the globe.
3 Bitcoins. You will give someone 3 Bitcoins. Wow.
3 Bitcoins for 1 proof of the globe. Okay. And 3 Bitcoins for 1 proof of the globe. That's it. And I'm very, listen, we have a very fair way to go about it, but no one's even trying. Because the only people that think they have a proof of the globe are the people that have no idea why they believe the Earth is a globe. They go, I the Earth is a globe. I just know it is because my teacher told me. Okay. Nonsense. And if you forget the long, horrible name, because it's the worst long name ever, other than Flat Earth Banjo, flatearthdave.com. Flatearthdave.com will bring you to my website, and then there's links to the app and other things there.
So the Netflix documentary, The Flat Earth Society.
No. That's not the Flat Earth Society.
I was going to say, tell me about the popular stuff. Everybody out there that confronts that documentary. Yeah. Is that
this
garbage?
This is total garbage. There's two things that they literally edited it where, you know, they were doing this experiment. The laser melted. They didn't use the lasers. They held the light and they couldn't see the light. And they go, that's interesting. And then they cut it right there. Then they brought the light down again. And like, oh, we can see it this time. And then they didn't put that in the movie. That we all walked away. Globers and flat earthers going, that didn't prove anything. Although it kind of did. The fact that we can see it when we brought it down, but that wasn't conclusive. So we're like, we're not going to take it. Right. But they edited it to make it look like we were hiding something. And then the thing with the ring laser gyro, where it showed about a 15 degree degree procession. And then they heard Bob say, Bob goes, well, we better not let this out because the Globers will run wild with it. They cut it out because they didn't finish it where they're like, it could be the rotation of the Earth if the Earth was turning. That would explain it.
Right.
Or it could be the ether turning. And the way to test that is take that ring laser gyro on the top of a mountain. If the Earth is turning, it should still go 15 degrees per hour. But if it's the ether that's turning, it should change at that height. And it changed. But they didn't put that in the movie. Right. These are made by funded debunking people of major psyops. The woman that made this, I'm not going to even say it because I don't know where you stand on this or I don't want to get a strike. Also did a hit piece on a very interesting event that happened in Connecticut. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah, no, there's a lot of, I had a bunch of questions for you. Well, you know what? We'll have to have somebody else on that. I mean, if I asked the debater to come on, would you take him? You'll take
Here's the thing. I don't like debates. Okay. I like having a conversation with honest people like yourself. There's these flat earth trolls out there. These fight the fat shirt and these other guys, they're just horrible. They speak in their little accent and they just say ridiculous things and they sound like they're authoritative, but they're paid. They're paid to do this day and night. It's a waste of time. It's just a total waste of time. I'm willing to talk to authentic people like you that have questions that don't even realize what they're not seeing. And the last thing is we didn't get into it. Millionaires in Space and William Shatner in Space.
Yeah.
They have to even fake him in his suit. This is the same shirt, the same jacket. They put different heads on it. Okay. Okay. Everything about that was fake. It wasn't even that they didn't even put him in a zero G plane. They had him in a studio and everyone's hanging from wires and he's up there for 4 minutes of weightlessness, but they only show 3 seconds at a time. What's up with that? Okay.
Wow.
Edit. It's all complete and total garbage.
So we've never been to space.
There is no space. Look, I'm in space right now. Prove me wrong. Okay. I'm floating in the space station.
Oh my gosh. This is great.
All right, Greg, I got to go.
David Weiss, Flat Earth Dave, you're a legend. Even if everything you're saying is complete garbage, there's something to look at into you. There's something to look at,
but let me ask you before I go, what's your best proof of the globe right now?
I just have what science teachers and people that claim they're scientific have told me.
Which is your favorite thing that makes you think the Earth is a globe?
Favorite thing?
What's your favorite? What's your number one thing that makes you believe that the Earth is a globe? Thank you. We'll leave on that note because you don't have one. We don't have one.
Okay, that's deep, man. That was great. That was great. Flat Earth Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been great.
All right, Greg, send me a link when this is up. I'll put it on the app, all right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody check out the app. Everybody check out the podcast. Check out Flat Earth Dave. Thanks again for coming on. This is, I loved it. Flat Earth Dave. How many people does this guy anger on a daily basis? I wonder. What's worse, him or the New York transit operators? I don't know who gets it worse. You can tell me. Hey, by the way, if you want to take Dave up on his challenge, message me at TheGregBornstein on Instagram. Follow me, send me a message, tell me why the Earth is round. Dave will give you 3 Bitcoins if you can prove it. Pretty good deal, huh? All right. Talk to you later, everybody.